mind and be careful. 7:40 is the time. And again, we were mentioning before the break, talking a lot of business this morning and some important tips and things that business folks should know about.
Business folks and their employees, absolutely. And we welcome to the show Andy Shy with Time and Pay. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks. Glad you could join us here this morning to talk about this. I mean, anybody who works, this affects their pocketbook, so there's no question about it, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
For our listeners who aren't familiar with your business, Time and Pay, I mean, the title sort of tells what it does there, but give our listeners sort of an overview, a thumbnail of what the business does.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're a payroll processing company located downtown Johnson City, Tennessee. We actually a family company my dad started 25 years ago, and so we basically just help companies manage their employees, their labor costs, their cash flow, and help them stay compliant with payroll rules and regulations.
How large a business, or perhaps I should reverse it, how small a business would be one that would qualify for your assistance?
We can help anyone with employees. Any business with employees is required to file taxes and file them on time and accurately, and so we can help anyone that doesn't want to keep up with making sure that they're staying compliant with those regulations. So.
What about a sole proprietorship or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Same sort of thing, though. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. The fact of having employees, even as Tim mentioned, just the sole proprietorship sort of business there too. Nobody wants to sit down if that's not their given passion and wade through all the tax code and everything as well too. How do your employees, the folks that work at Time and Pay, how do you make sure they stay current on everything that's going on?
Well, a lot of training, lot of time invested in, keeping up with IRS and Department of Labor regulations. We've got a very good tax department. We filed $160 million roughly in tax revenue or taxes last year, and we paid a little less than $500 in fines. So we do guarantee tax compliance, and so we're pretty proud of that number. So
absolutely, that's good to hear as well. Now this, I understand, thanks to you, is National Payroll Week, right?
It is, yeah, National Payroll Week. It always coincides with Labor Day. It's really just a celebration of the American workforce and the people involved with the payroll process and making sure that taxes are filed and garnishments are paid and things of that nature. So the payroll process is a huge part of the American economy. It's $2.4 trillion of tax revenue is filed through the payroll process, and
is that annually?
Annually, yeah, wow. and that's about 70% of the revenue that the U.S. Treasury takes in each year. So it's a huge part of the American economy, and making sure it stays strong. So.
Yeah, you mentioned the fact, and I'm not going to belabor this particular point, but garnishment, this sort of thing, on an individual's employee's request by the IRS or other, creditors, they get that notification, and I imagine they kind of go either ballistic or, go hide in a cave sort of thing. Do you find that you and your staff have to do, and I use the phrase just as a phrase, some hand-holding with your clients, though?
Yeah, hand-holding is kind of what makes us so good. We understand that, each business is different. Every company has their own kind of guidelines and ways that they want to manage their employees, and so the payroll process can be complicated. And so we make sure we understand what each organization needs to make sure that we're keeping them happy and their employees happy.
It's obviously not a one size fits all type of thing.
No, absolutely not.
As far as the payroll process, Andy, what are some of the biggest complications? You talked about that a little bit, touched on the complications. But what are some of the biggest ones you see, maybe?
A lot of it is kind of on the front end, the collecting hours from employees and making sure they're clocking in and out at the right time, making sure they're not riding in, 9 o'clock when they get there at 9:05.
Fabricating it.
And so that's definitely one thing companies need to watch out for. things of that nature.
Yeah, so when you take on a new client, I'm talking about time and pay, and you take them on, I would imagine you have a pretty extensive sit-down with them, perhaps going over several meetings and this type of thing to lay out exactly how you can help them.
Yeah, absolutely. We sit down with every company that we meet with just to find out, again, what makes them special, what their individual needs are, and then we can customize a solution to meet those needs. So.
We've got, of course, the new tax law coming into effect in 2019,
yep.
And I imagine that's probably caused some sixes and sevens to have to be interposed here and there. a lot of activity for your company, but at the same time, rolling out your understanding of this to your clients.
Yeah, we had to update some tax tables, obviously. A big thing that companies should look out for in 2019 is an updated W-4 form that they should really have their employees fill out, because it'll coincide better with the current tax tables and the current tax code, so that they're able to stay compliant, and also make sure that their employees aren't hit with a tax burden at tax time, and make sure they're getting the refund that they expect.
Nobody likes surprises like that.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone likes a good tax return. So.
There you go.
I would assume that's one of the biggest ways that folks mess up is not taking enough out, not as far as the W-4 is concerned.
Yeah, and especially with the new updates. The IRS is actually, they're really pushing for what they're called a paycheck checkup. And so if you go to our website, timeandpay.com, or if you go to irs.gov, you can find a paycheck calculator that'll kind of give you an idea of what your tax liability is and what you're paying into it, what you should be paying into it. And again, it'll just help you avoid some an unwanted tax liability come next year. So.
Something you don't want to see come in the mail.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Thinking Out Loud right now with Andy Shy from Time and Pay. They manage payroll, but they do a whole lot more for small businesses, up to large businesses too, I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We work with companies, anyone from 1 to 1,000 employees, I'd say. So, And again, all those companies are different. Obviously, the larger the company, the more intricate and the more systems and processes are in place that can help them better manage, again, their employees and their cash flow and labor costs. And so
you mentioned the amended W-4 or the new form that's going to be available to employees to go over. Have the employers yet been in receipt? Have they received that from the IRS, what that's going to be yet?
Not yet. No, that they're still working on that. It should be available beginning of 2019. So, and we'll definitely help remind our clients, especially and businesses here in the Tri-Cities, that's out there once it's available. So.
Okay. All right. Very good. Andy Shy with Time and Pay, and we're talking about different aspects of your paycheck, and everybody wants to stay on top of that as well, too. Yep. 7:48 right now at Tri-Cities Talk Radio. And Andy, have you had any special parties for National Payroll Week?
we are actually celebrating in our office. Come by 108 North Boone Street, Johnson City, Tennessee. Come by for some treats. You can come into opportunities to win free payroll processing.
Wow.
And things of that nature. So, yeah, we're having a party at the office.
Serving some payrolls with butter on it.
Oh, stop it. Absolutely. I love it.
And I'm sure you work with businesses. You talk about reducing labor costs. There are certain strategies I'm sure you can pass along. Are there one or two on the top of your head here that you can think of that you work with businesses for?
Yeah, and one thing I kind of already touched on was the timekeeping process. An automated timekeeping system is really a very efficient and cost-effective way to reduce those labor costs.
So, is this punching the clock, basically?
Punching the clock through either a computer or terminal, but it just helps get a more accurate time of when that employee's clocking in, when they're clocking out. And it takes a lot of time off the front of adding up hours as opposed to a manual process.
Point.
So just 5 minutes here and there can really add up for an employer in extra labor costs and extra tax liabilities. And so that's just really an easy way to help reduce those labor costs. And another thing is just scheduling according to a budget and putting a system in place that helps you do that.
I remember years ago, I would fill out, working in any company, you'd fill out a weekly timesheet, and when you came in, when you went out, and, you know, the total, the tally, and the week's worth.
Yep.
That would be in itself a headache, now that I look back on it, for whoever handles that, the HR people, or whoever handles that at the company, to corral all those things in time.
Yeah,
absolutely. So this makes it much easier for them, hence the name Time and Pay, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. And a lot of errors involved in that as well, and adding up those time cards.
But when it's automated, like you said, or computerized, then you don't have that worry, unless the computer, of course, crashes. But everything, you know, anymore is backed up, so that's good to know, too. With the new tax code coming into effect, not tax code, but the new tax law becoming effective in 2019, reflecting for businesses in particular the tax code, does the code get more and more complicated? Is it ever sort of simplified or streamlined any?
Things are always getting more and more complicated.
I hear that.
There's always some new rule or something changing in the old rules to, to make things complicated. And so, you know, companies spend billions of dollars each year making sure that they're staying compliant. They're making sure that they can avoid any fines and penalties. Part of that is paying for services like ours to kind of take that off their plate and handle that for them. So,
and I hear you saying that virtually any company that has employees is going to be someone that could be a beneficiary of your services.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, obviously every company is different. But yeah, we help out, you know, roughly 750 companies throughout the United States. And, they all find, I think, quite a lot of value in the services that we can provide for them.
So. Now, do you have offices or locations in other areas as well as the Tri-Cities?
We do. We have an office in Newport News, Virginia. We also have representatives in Knoxville and Chattanooga, and so we are able to help out, meet one-on-one with companies in those areas. And so
does the fact that they are in different states, I mean, you mentioned Newport News, Virginia, that is going to add a complication, I would think, to individual businesses that are located there in terms of for you folks to work with a different set of state taxes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Every state has their own tax code, and obviously Tennessee doesn't have a state income tax. But states like Virginia and Georgia do. And so, yeah, every state is different, but, again, we can help, all 50 states. And so.
There you go. Well, it's National Payroll Week, and Andy Shy is here from Time and Pay, and they're based in Johnson City for your Tri-Cities location. Tell folks how they can get in touch with you, and mention the website again, if you would.
Yeah, www.timeandpay.com. It's just a great resource for small business owners to kind of look into what they need to comply with and everything involved with payroll and the HR process. And so there's a lot of helpful links there. They can also, again, visit us at 108 North Boone Street or contact us at 854-9042. And we're happy to, obviously just help answer any questions that that a company may have. Because really, we're here to help small businesses, again, just stay compliant and avoid those fines and penalties. And so, yeah, we're happy to help.
And that's paramount, too, for all businesses, avoiding those sorts of things,
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
Andy Shy, Time and Pay, great to have you on board here, and let's do it again soon. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it.